We're doing the Avad Chesed. We're up to the footnote, page Reishayin Vav in the Zelgman edition. And the Chafetz Chaim had said that learning Torah is more important than even the mitzvah of taking in guests. And he says, if you have someone else who could take care of the guests, that's fine. You see, Avraham Avinu also used helpers. So now he's saying, okay, maybe my proof, you'll question my proof from Avraham Avinu, because the Talmud tells us, Ve'afalgav demashma bagmara, the Talmud seems to say that the fact that Avraham Avinu did not personally go to get the water for the guests, but rather sent a messenger to summon the water, it says over there, Avraham said, let some water be taken on your behalf. It seems to say he's not going to do it. So the Talmud says over there, the Talmud seems to say that the mitzvah was diminished because he didn't do it personally. The Talmud over there says, for every act Avraham Avinu did on behalf of the guests, so Avraham paid his children back. He got them bread, so God gave his children bread in the desert 40 years. He sent a messenger to get water, so Hashem says, okay, through a messenger I'll give your children water. So the Talmud seems to say that Avraham Avinu lost by the fact that he didn't personally take care of the guests. So here I'm telling you, says the Chafetz Chaim, that you see from Avraham Avinu, you don't personally have to take care of every aspect of taking in the guests, but it would seem that the Talmud says differently. So the Chafetz Chaim answers, "Hatam kivan develav achi amuchach levaten min haTorah b'shvil ha'ochim." Over there, Avraham Avinu had to stop his Torah in order to deal with the guests, anyways. Ki etzel Avraham Avinu yashach kol mianei Torah. And you know, Avraham was also dealing with Torah. Kenitgala lo akol binvua, and through prophetic vision, he knew what was happening and what Torah was. Kidichti vekav v'asher shama Avraham bekoli. The verse says, God says, "I love Avraham. He listens to me, and he." Deals, he obeys my chukotai v'torotai, my statutes and my Torah, like Rashi over there explains. So you see, Avraham Avinu did have Torah. So if he had Torah, why was he stopping his learning? You see, he had to stop his learning for the guests anyways. So if he stopped his learning for the guests anyways, so then tov yoter shakol yaseh batzmo, he should have done everything alone. Once you're not learning, you might as well do the whole mitzvah on your own. That's why the Talmud holds it against him. Ki mitzvah bo yoter mibishlucho, because it's a bigger mitzvah if you do it than if you ask someone else to do it, even though they're your messenger. This is a tremendous concept. If you can do a mitzvah, or you could send someone else to do it, it's a bigger mitzvah for you to do it. And that's why, if you look around, you'll see many rabbis personally go and harvest their crops, go and harvest wheat for matzah. And they personally stand there as they bake the matzah. And they personally take off the challah for the matzah. Whatever mitzvah you could do personally is bigger than if you have someone else do it for you. Yes?
First, it'd be a little confusing just because Avraham Avinu, forget about learning Torah. He's the classic example, you know, excuse me, God, I have guests. Right? When Hashem, he's talking to Hashem and he sends the messages, the angels, so that would seem to indicate maybe wrongly, like what you were saying before. Yeah, you hear something third time over from some student or some rabbi, whatever, and you think. But the message seems to be that showing hospitality personally, I guess, if Avraham Avinu would tear himself away from God himself, I mean, that has to teach something, you would think, that you know, that's the first thing. And I remember you saying once or twice here that you're here to learn for a certain amount of time. You're taking time out of your life. If someone says they, you know, need someone else to say Kaddish, you'll come to go borrow someone. You know, try to put it off and keep your learning until you get somebody else. So it would seem that.
But they were talking. He was talking. Like you can see, like praying or
but,
talking.
But if there's anything that would seem to me to be even more holy than learning Torah, it would be speaking with the Almighty the way he seemed to have. Yet, it says that he said, excuse me, the guests, and it seems the Almighty wanted it that way because he sent the guests. Right. It's a little confusing.
I agree.
But that's another situation.
What?
The other one is available.
Okay.
There's a similar situation. I don't remember the name of the rabbi. I don't remember if the story was in the Beit Knesset or in his home. Like one say that he was praying and his child was crying, like in both stories. So I don't know which one of the stories. But it's the same point. Like he was studying at home, the child was crying. He was in Beit Knesset, the child was crying.
No, I remember that on the way.
Then the father notice the kid is crying, and he comforts the kid, and afterwards he tells his son, you know, you're supposed to, whatever you're doing, praying or studying, you should stop that and, you know, take care of your kid if your kid is crying. You should hear your kid crying.
Yeah, no, I think that's...
It's like extremes. You don't go to extremes.
I don't know the answer to the question. I don't know.
Question. How did Avraham Avinu study Torah? What did he study?
So that's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, that he knew it in prophecy.
Right. So he was talking about this evidence, now it's his Torah learning.
Oh, that's what I would say. That's Aviel's question. Right. That if that's his Torah learnings, then what's the issue?
But you answered it yesterday, like that the child, when it's inside the mother, knows the whole Torah, and when it gets out, it forgot. So
the child doesn't know the whole Torah until they start speaking, can they?
But he knew some. They kept the eight matzah, the eight stuff. So they also had a closer connection than the others. Like somehow, they talk with God.
I don't know.
What are we supposed to learn from it? That's the question. How are we supposed to behave?
So he's saying that if the mitzvah won't get accomplished without you, so then stop your learning and take care of the guests. If it will get accomplished without you, so continue your learning. Now he's suggesting if you've stopped your learning anyways to deal, so finish dealing. He should have done it himself. Inami, or else maybe the answer is, Kevan shochim yu nichbadin biyoter. These guests were so honorable. Here you had angels dressed up as humans. So if he's having such honorable guests, he should have personally dealt with everything in their honor. Even though it seems like Avram didn't know that they were angels. Nonetheless, this was a diminishment of their honor, where based on his perception that they were humans, he should have given them that honor of personally bringing the water. And that's why the Talmud stresses he didn't get such great wages, because this was a mistake on his behalf. So that's a second answer he's offering. Yeah.
But if he went to get the water, I'm guessing, I don't know if he had a well in his back garden, but even if he did, it's still going to take him a good 5 minutes or so. He's going to have to leave the guests, and then they'll be without a house for five minutes.
But you see, he did leave them. He left them to go slaughter the animal. He left them to go talk to Sarah. You see, that seems to have been okay. I hear what you're saying, but from the story, it seems, I guess in ancient times, it was a given that the host has to go around in order for you to have your food, I guess. Even though I would think like you.
Yeah.
I would think, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't remember all the names of all the rabbis. But there's another rabbi who was very positive. Every time he saw somebody do something, he would find something positive to say. And also he said that you can learn from everybody. So if you have guests, you know, it's not like you're stopping learning Torah. Maybe you can learn something from them, get a lesson from them.
Yeah, but that's not Torah. That's still not Torah.